And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today I want to talk about stress, perennial favorite topic. And a very important one. I'm going to talk about stress maybe a little differently than you're used to hearing it talked about. And I would like to say that the solution to stress involves spiritual principles. That's right. For example, you know that when you're angry, it affects you, doesn't it? You might get a headache or a tummy ache, or you feel tense or nervous. You might even make a mistake. You know, grab something too hard because you're angry and it falls on the floor or breaks or something because of stress. So you can see that anger causes stress. Let's put it that way. Now, how about resentment? Well, the same thing. Resentment is even more long-lasting than anger. Someone can be resentful over something for years. And what do you suppose the effect of that is? Long-term tension. Here's another way of looking at it. The human being is supposed to flow like a ballerina or an athlete. That's right. Humans are supposed to flow. Maybe you've seen cats move. You see how agile they are and how supple. Well, human beings are supposed to be so agile and so supple when it comes to important things. We're supposed to be patient and kind and thoughtful and wise and have the right touch and the right timing. So, when it comes to important things, we're supposed to be agile and supple and subtle, okay? Sometimes direct, sometimes bold, but always with just the right amount of energy and the right energy. But instead, what are we? We're angry, or we're fearful, we're tense, we're upset, and so what happens is that we burn up a lot of energy that way too, don't we? You burn up a lot of energy. You probably, have you heard of isotonic exercises? You know, where you push one hand against the other, for example? You make one hand into a fist and the other one into a palm, and then you put the two together and push for a few seconds, and you exercise that way, see? Well, the combination of those two uses a lot of energy. But when you move around all angry, all stressed out, all nervous, all tense, when you're tense, your muscles fight against each other. That's right. See? And when you're tense, then you say the wrong thing, you do the wrong thing, you make the wrong move. So that's stress. Okay? Now, you can see the obvious results of stress. They're very obvious. You know, when somebody's angry and their face gets red, or they pound their fist on the table, or they yell and scream, or go out in the kitchen and bang things around. Okay, well, that's pretty obvious. But there are a lot of subtle changes that occur to the bloodstream, and hormonal changes, and changes throughout the body at the cellular level due to stress. So we want to eliminate stress. And the way to do it involves spiritual principles. We'll talk about this important topic after this announcement. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage? A spiritual and practical look at relationships. My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at youtube.com or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. And it may once again become a wonderful adventure for you, and brightness will be restored and joy. Something like what you once knew when you were a little child. In order to refine the innocence and brightness you once had as a little child, you have to let go of the anger and upset and hurt feelings that are currently blocking you from finding your true self. You have to unlearn a lot of things, including the habit of reacting to everything with emotions. Why do we react to everything with emotion? Well, a couple of reasons. First of all, you've been mistaught. You've been taught by precept and by example to react and overreact to everything. You probably saw your mom or your dad or other kids or other parents or other coaches or whoever. You saw them getting angry and yelling and screaming, or getting excited at a ball game and yelling. See? Or you saw them becoming resentful. Or you saw people with hurt feelings and bitterness and jealousy. So you saw people reacting with emotions, and so you thought that was the way to be, because by example, that's what they showed you, see? So you followed them. Maybe you saw some old movies from a long time ago, or read some old stories from a long time ago, where you saw the hero calm and noble, not upset, not angry, patient. It was beautiful. And you knew that was the way humans are supposed to be. As a matter of fact, all you have to do is look at an old Bugs Bunny cartoon. Bugs Bunny, he shows you how to be. Remember? Bugs Bunny was always calm, chomping on his carrot. He never got upset. But look at Yosemite Sam, Elmer Fudd, Daffy Duck. They were always upset. Always upset. Well, it's kind of cute for the cartoon, but long-term results of that upset are going to be what? Various conditions and various sequelae, not to mention ruined relationships and divorces and all kinds of things as a result of being upset. So you got to be more like Bugs Bunny. Okay? Now, I said spiritual principles. For example, Christ said, forgive others. In fact, he said, if you forgive others, then your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you don't forgive others, your heavenly Father won't forgive you. Now, what does forgiveness mean? Well, first thing it means is being patient. Not resenting the other person and not judging them and not hating them. Just being patient. If they make a mistake, you see the mistake, but you don't hate them for it. You don't resent them for it. You don't become angry over it or irritated. See how that is? So that's patience. And patience is forgiveness. As a matter of fact, if you don't judge another person, then you don't have to forgive them in the second place. If you don't resent them in the first place, you don't have to forgive them in the second place. If you're not angry at them in the first place, you don't have to forgive them in the second place. You see what I mean? So forgiveness is like a perpetual state of being, a forgiving state. And a forgiving state means not becoming resentful, not becoming judgmental. That's it. Okay? Now, let me put it to you this way. Resentment and judgment are nearer to the soul than anger. See, so first the person becomes resentful, and then you have all different emotions in the body and sequelae and results of that, see? But if the person doesn't become resentful, now how do you do that? Well, it's spiritual discipline. But once again, when it comes to spiritual discipline, you know, the average person thinks of, well, you know, biting your tongue and saying nothing and walking away and pretending nothing happened. And that's what we think of. But no, it doesn't mean that at all. What it means is not becoming resentful in the first place, not becoming judgmental in the second place, remaining patient. Okay? Now, how can you do that? Well, it's because you see that that's the way you're supposed to be. And now, instead of resenting seeing it and trying to fix yourself, you realize that you can't make yourself better, but you yearn to be better. And that pure, sincere yearning is a call to God. And behold, the mystery. He changes you for the better. And you wake up one morning and you find out you're no longer resentful. You're no longer angry. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yes, the good life is waiting to unfold. It's there. When you give up resentment, anger and hostility, judgment, blame, when you give those up, the good life is waiting to unfold. Now let's suppose, now I want to give you a very, very nice little example. I thought of this morning. How many times, maybe you've never experienced this, but I'm sure you have, okay? And then if you could start doing the little meditation that I have and become more objective, more spiritual. People, you know, do you want to be more spiritual? People say, well, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. Okay. Or people say, well, I want to find the spiritual path. Okay, so you want to know how to do that? You want to know how to do that? Okay. Well, you need to find that state of being that's a bit more spiritual. That's what you need to find. And how will you find that? Well, you have to find it within. And it's a process of standing back. You want to be more spiritual? Okay. Then next time you find yourself starting to get angry at someone, take a mental step back. Get the big picture. And then you see, well, this is not really something worth getting angry over. Or, the person didn't mean anything. Who am I to get angry at him anyway? Because I'm just like him. So you take a mental step back and suddenly it's not so important. See, you're impatient with your kids and then suddenly you realize, hey, I was a kid once too. I know what it's like to have to do homework all the time and to have people dump all over you and boss you around all the time. So you take a mental step back, you get the big picture, and suddenly you're kinder. See, you're more patient. You take a mental step back. So that's what you need to do. So your conscience is like what you know in your heart is right. And so all of a sudden, when you take a mental step back, well, there's your conscience, what you know in your heart. And then suddenly you see that all the things that you were making such a big deal over are not such a big deal after all. Now, sometimes we take a mental step back when something really bad happens. You know, all of a sudden your aunt is in the hospital dying, or your uncle is dying, or something really serious happens. Somebody has a heart attack, or you have one. Well, all of a sudden you take a mental step back and you realize that all the little things that you were getting upset over, this bill and that bill and this dirt on the floor and that mark on the car and this, see, you suddenly realize it's not important at all. It's not important at all. Well, that's the kind of state of mind you need to have all the time. You go through life and you see that all these little things that used to make you angry and upset are not so important. And then you see other people are just people. Your wife is just a lady. Your husband is just a man. Your kids, they're just kids. So don't hate them. Don't resent them. Don't be impatient with them. Okay? Now here's a beautiful thing. When you're patient with others, then that means that you have a state of patience inside. And when you're patient inside, then you also have patience for yourself. And you see that the fault in the other is the same fault in you. And now you have patience for them and for yourself. It's very beautiful. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love? Just visit sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. So if you've been listening to the program, maybe you're beginning to sense that when you were a little kid, people were angry and upset. And you saw that and you reacted to their meanness. You reacted to their upset. You reacted to their anger and so on and so forth, and to their teasing and so on. And you became emotional that way. But then when you became emotional, well, then it became conditioned after a while. You became accustomed to, conditioned to become emotional over everything. Now, like I said, you were only a little kid. Couldn't help yourself. You know, had your parents been calm and patient and brave and wise and noble and, you know, of impeccable virtue with great understanding, if your father had been a Moses, a David, a Jeremiah, a Paul, if your mom had been a Ruth, you see, someone with great understanding and love, well, that would have been good for you. But you know what? You were just a little ego. You were born as a little ego. And so as a little ego, you probably would have gotten angry anyway. And you might have resented your parents for, anyway, maybe for not letting you have your way, you see. So now you just have to see that we're kind of all in the same boat. We inherit this ego life. We inherit it from our parents and our grandparents all the way back to Adam and Eve. It's the fallen life. It's the life of being separated or not bonded to the spiritual life from God. See, we're born as fallen creatures, and so we react like animals to things. And when we're little kids, okay, well, we react and we have little teases and little intrigues and games and so on. Okay, well, so be it. That's how we grow. It's all right. But then when you become an adult, now you have to learn to become calmer, more patient, have understanding, wisdom, to be less reactive. That's your job now as an adult. Now you have to find a way to be more patient and eventually to become completely patient, completely impervious to stress. See, when you don't react anymore, when you don't react to traffic, to people's looks, to their insinuations, see, to their teases and their taunts and their challenges, then you become more and more impervious to stress. And things that used to stress you won't stress you anymore. And eventually you'll be completely impervious to stress. And then you will now be a spiritual being walking around on this earth in a body, of course. But you won't be the angry, resentful, egotistical, see? And the other thing is that egos are challenged by everything. You think you have to come up with an answer to every question, to every problem. You have to solve everything. And something you're going to have to learn is, what do they say? Let go and let God. Let go and let God. You're going to have to learn that you're not so smart. And you're not anywhere near as smart as he is. So you have to find him and his way. Okay? And maybe the first thing you'll realize, maybe if you get my little meditation and learn how to stand back from your thoughts and emotions and become centered and grounded, and maybe the first thing you'll see is that you've been resentful. You resented your mom, resented your dad, resent your husband, your wife, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your kids, other people. You'll see that you've been very resentful. So that's the first truth for you. In God's light, you'll see that you've been resentful. And you'll also see that that's not the way to be resentful. And seeing that, well, then you yearn not to be resentful, not to be judgmental. You yearn for that, okay? And that's a true need and a sincere cry of the soul. And God answers. He answers first by giving you objectivity so you can see it. Before, you didn't know you were so resentful and angry and so judgmental. You didn't know it. Now you see it. And now you also see in God's light there's something wrong with that. You always thought it was okay to be angry. Now you see there's something wrong with it and resentful. And then you see that, well, then you're sorry about what you see about yourself. then that's sorrow. When you see the truth about yourself, it bonds you to the source of the light which is showing you, so you can see and be sorry, and then you also see that God forgives you, and then you move forward. Now you move forward in God's light. And then there are a lot of things to see, and then there are beautiful shining truths to see, and it becomes a great adventure of growth. But this time, instead of getting worse, always getting better. Did you know that I wrote a book about practicing the presence of God? It's called A Day with the Lord. It's about the mystical journey back to innocence. Check it out at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Well, of course, I only scratched the surface, but that's enough. If you can see, as I say it, if you see it, then the light is in you. The same light in me is in you, and you're seeing by that light. And if you love that light and yearn for that light, instead of resenting it and running from it, then you're on your way to become what a human being is really meant to be. And life is good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.